weekdays from 6.
We've given away all sorts of opportunities. Cars springs to mind. But what about giving away our boss?
All the single bosses.
All the single bosses.
All the single bosses.
All the single bosses.
Date our boss. Boss, boss, boss. Date our boss. Mad Mando. Date our boss.
Mando is the program director of this radio station. She runs our show. She is our boss. But she is single thief, and we think there's a great opportunity here.
That's right. She's a boss. She's a powerful, busy woman. If you've got a boss that's single too, we could set our bosses up. What a beautiful union. And we're learning a lot about Mando. And one thing we learned yesterday that we couldn't believe was that 7 years ago, back in 2013, she was on the TV. Now, she wasn't on an episode of Bondi Rescue. The boys from Bondi Rescue were speed dating, and Mad Mando was one of the girls, and Reedy, we all love and know Reedy, Reedy took a shine to our boss Mando.
Definitely Amanda. Absolutely gorgeous, bubbly, friendly, fun. Yeah, I really thought she was the kind of girl I could settle down and spend the rest of my life with.
Whoa!
Oh, what a near miss. Now, we are joined from Bondi. We've got Reedy on the line. Are you there, Reedy?
How are we, team? Wow, it's interesting to hear that back.
I bet it is, Reedy. Well, who would have known that lovely blonde girl that you had a quick speed date with probably for all of 60 seconds, she's now our boss and runs Fox FM here in Melbourne. And do you remember the date well, Reedy? Anything you can tell us about Mad Mando?
It was the best 60 seconds of my life, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well.
But clearly I
you'd had a few
heavily there by not – I definitely had a few, yes, but not as many as the other life cards I took on the day. But if I remember rightly, I think we may have even had a little pash, but I can't remember.
Whoa. Hang on a minute.
Well, now, Reedy, we'll keep going.
Well, I was going to say she might be able to refresh my memory, but I'm pretty sure we might have been a peck on the cheek.
Don't remember?
Jeez.
Well, Reedy, it's funny.
Well, it was 15 years ago, not 7 years ago.
Oh, is that right? It says here 2013. Is that not right?
Well, I reckon it was season one of Bondi Rescue, and we've been going for 15 years.
Oh, okay. Well, let's make it.
Wow.
Now, Reedy, knowing that you are now wonderfully partnered up with a beautiful daughter, we are going to reintroduce you because we've got her on the line. Mando, say hi to Reedy.
Reedy.
Hello, Amanda. How are we? I'm good. I'm good. Life is good. It could have been better.
I can't remember if we had a pash either. I know we had a date. We went for some Mexican and then you came back to my apartment.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if we did have a pash. You might have been too scared.
I probably was. I was very frigid back in the day. Oh. But how's life now? Have we been on more dates since or
she's
were you waiting for
Reedy?
Still single, Reedy. You're one that got away.
Oh, bugger. Well, I mean, I don't have those blonde locks anymore, that's for sure. And my dad body's in fine form at the moment.
Oh, someone save us now.
Oh, this is a beautiful moment. The one that got away. So emotional. Oh, think of what they could have done, what they could have achieved together, guys. This could have been them against the world.
Can I throw one of my fellow lifeguards at you, Amanda? His name's Trent Singlets Folsen, and he's very single and very good looking. So I feel like you guys should be set up on a date.
Well.
All right, send him through.
Send him through.
Reedy, we love that. Let's get his details and let's this is a
great.
I mean, the slight technicality is he needs to be a boss, Reedy. Is he the boss of some part of the life-saving network there?
He actually just got promoted to acting coordinator.
We'll take acting coordinators.
Mate, he's the boss of the nippers. He's got the little nippers. He's the boss of that.
Yeah, the
other 13. So we're gonna hook up Amanda with Trent Singlets Bolton. Was that his name?
Folsen, He's a catch. He's
okay,
a good
sort. Anyway, this is a great outcome, Boxy, because if she meets old Singlet Boy, she can move to Sydney, bang. Out
we get a new boss. That'll be a win-win. All right. Well, so obviously hold the line there. We'll let Reedy and, you know, Mad Mando
Thanks,
catch
Reedy.
Up on old
Reedy.
Times. Yeah. Hold the line.
Can I ask Amanda a question? Hey,
Go
Mando.
On. Yeah.
Mad Mando.
Has what?
Hey, you said that you took him back after the first day to the apartment. Yeah. Is that a usual thing?
No, I don't think it is. I think when I was young, but now I think it's going to take about 5 dates to get back to my house.
Okay, there we go. So it's going to be 5. Good to know. Thank you for that background. It is 8:15. Stay in touch with us, Fifi Fev Byron, on Instagram if you're interested in dating our boss.
101.9 The Fox.
The big story here in Melbourne is a brilliant, talented artist, Lush Sucks. You'd be familiar with his graffiti work around Melbourne. There was a classic Jerry Seinfeld, Kesha mural that Jerry went and got a photo in front of. He's fantastic, and he's been doing a lot of work over recent months in the last year involving 50 Cent. You've probably seen these ones.
Club.
Now, Fitty hasn't loved it. In fact, he's on his social media a number of times. What did you? You've got the tweet there, Fev.
Yeah, he threatened to bash him. His followers to told his millions of online followers he wanted to bash the artist. He's been very aggressive.
Now,
I think he even
happened,
said he wanted to kill him.
Lush Sucks has ended up in hospital. He has been beaten up. Now, 50 Cent today, in fact, 12 minutes ago, it hit the headlines that he has distanced himself from this. He had nothing to do with
has.
It. And now we're going straight to the man himself, Lush Sucks. How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What Lush Sucks, what's happened here? When did you get beaten and who beat you?
Just some kids that are like in their 20s, unfortunately. I just had one of them come up and start some trouble and then the rest of them decided to have a go too for some reason.
Were you working at the time? Were you painting?
Yeah.
And you don't think it had anything to do with 50 Cent, but... these kids obviously do follow him.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're just, I can't really use any of those words on the radio, but...
Yeah, has 50 Cent reached out to you at all?
No.
So Lush...
Hasn't reached out at all.
You're not blaming 50 Cent, though, for this attack?
No, he's just making jokes, you know what I mean? Like, if you take that sort of... It's like... Half the thing he says, they're like, you know, jokes. Everything he does is jokes on there.
Yeah, but I tell
when
you
what,
jokes turn into violence and you actually get beaten up, that's not a joke. Poor thing.
Because I have to work on the street, people are just going to come up every now and again and start trouble. So it's like every couple of month occurrence.
Oh, so this isn't new to you, Lush. You've been attacked before.
Yeah, multiple times.
Oh,
but usually it's one or two people and, you know, I can handle myself. But
was there any reference to 50 Cent when they were bashing you up?
When he rocked up, he was a bit cheeky and was talking about it. And then, yeah.
Which is a bit of look, Lush Sucks. I see where you're coming from. And 50 Cent, he's making some jokes on Twitter. He's got some followers that aren't, you know... Not necessarily the brightest sparks in the, and probably.
Oh, hey, don't let's not have a dig at all the 50 Cent fans.
No, the ones that beat up Lush Sucks.
Oh, they're idiots. Yeah.
Those guys that came and beat you up, they've taken him at his word and they've beaten you up. So, you know, the message in that is maybe we need to be a bit more thoughtful with what we put out there and maybe 50 Cent will think twice before he six people on anyone again. But it's just a shame to hear that you do get beaten up a bit.
Yeah. Hey, Lush, quick question. When you were painting those pictures of 50 Cent, what was he saying to you?
Saying to me or just in the comments on his photos?
Yeah, or both.
Yeah, just kind of, I don't know. He's making jokes about beating me up or didn't someone to beat me up, but it's just obvious they're jokes, you know?
Right. We could show the actual images, by the way, Fev, just so people know what we're talking about on our Insta story.
Yeah.
You can see some of the artwork that he's done. It's amazing artwork. Fev Byron on our Insta story, just so people can join in.
Lush Sucks, what I wanted to know was what started the 50 Cent theme with your art?
I've painted him before and he's posted it like 2 years ago.
Right.
But this time he posted it, something I did recently, and then I thought, well, I'm just going to keep going. Yeah, right. That was one of them. I just went all in 50 week, and now it's 50 month, and probably turning to 50 year.
So he initially liked what you were doing, and he was liking it and reposted, and then suddenly he's turned on you, and it's just gone a bit pear-shaped.
Yeah, he's back and forth. Like, one minute he loves me, the next minute he's like wants to beat me up.
Right.
I'd go back to Jerry. Jerry Seinfeld is quite a nice guy.
Yeah, Jerry seems a little safer. Good on you, mate. There's the one which combines, it's sort of a fusion of 50 and Donald Trump.
Mm.
Maybe he's maybe not a Trump supporter. But was that one that he might have been sort of put out by a bit?
No, that was the one that sort of started off this round of 50 walls. That was the first one I painted recently.
Hey, Lux, if you just want to deviate off drawing those sort of guys, we don't have any billboards around. Maybe a Fifi Fevin Byron somewhere, like in Melbourne, like a hanging over the bridge, or
we'd have to commission that, I think.
Richmond somewhere.
We'd have to pay him for that.
Yeah, I mean, if the budget's there.
All right, hold the line.
And just quickly, just quickly, Lush, are you going to paint another 50 cent mural again?
Yeah, I'm going to try and do 50 over the year.
Okay.
Probably halfway through it, people get mad at it. But.
Stay strong.
Stay strong. Well, look, yeah. Take care of yourself out there. I don't like to hear that you get beaten up every time you're out there painting.
Stay safe, bro.
We can't travel here and get you because of the COVID, so
yeah,
paint away.
All right, there we go. Glad he could make time. You probably don't need the promotion, but you've got an Insta or something you can push, Lush Sucks? Do you want to get people around what you're doing?
Yeah, it's just Lush Sucks.
On Insta.
You're listening to highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Now, in our team, we love our team here on Fifi, Feb and Byron. We have the best group of people, and Darcy has been an addition to our team in the last year, and we love you, Darcy. You're in the studio now.
Very good.
But there is a trend with you, Darce, which is we find it quite funny. So when you've recommended things for us to watch, they've in some cases just been really boring and we've been unable to get past episode 2. And that was the case of Cheer. It was a documentary series. You said you love Cheer, and you did say to me personally, you said, Fee, you're going to love Cheer. Now, I remember, Darce, after about 3 eps, I said, Darce, at what stage am I going to love it? Because it's a bit boring still.
I still stand by that one.
No,
I just like to know what she's smoking or drinking while she's watching these shows.
I did get through it. By the end, I was there, but it took a long time. And then famously a few weeks ago, you said to me, Fee, you've got to watch Normal People. I watched it, and I'm still scarred, traumatised by it. I can't think about it. And it almost ruined the show for a couple of days, didn't it, boys?
It destroyed the show. Your bad judgment in television ruined the show.
I was worried too. I thought I might lose my job.
Oh, poor Dustin. And Fev, there are examples of when we're watching TV shows, you particularly, Married at First Sight.
Because Darce would obviously watch the show beforehand so we could talk about it the next day. And she said, oh, tonight's episode's a real boring. It's a stinker. Nothing much happens. It was the most eventful mass we've had all year. It was unbelievable. The dinner party went nuts.
I remember on the flip side, guys, the advanced screenings that she'd see, she has some fancy login and she can see it before everyone else. And there was times where she'd send the WhatsApp group, oh, tonight, you know, it would be the complete flip of what Fev just said.
Yeah.
And it would be an absolute dud. You'd be like, don't miss. This is the best match
this
one
is
ever.
The best, yes.
I was really passionate about
those waiting
ones.
And waiting and waiting, and I'm getting to the end. I'm like, what is she talking about? I told Alex, oh, apparently there's a big twist. It's going to be amazing at the end. And it was just nothing.
Darce. So we've decided, Darce, your finger, when it comes to lots of things in life, you're brilliant. But when it comes to television and anything on TV, your finger's off the pulse slightly. And we thought, as a sort of community service for everybody listening, we're going into a weekend. There are things you maybe should avoid on streaming services on TV. So we've got a new segment for you, and people should do the exact opposite.
Darcy's dad picks, dad picks. She's made a list. Darcy's dad picks, dad picks. They're probably shit. If you watch any of these picks, we make no guarantees.
John loves that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hall and Oates, Darcy Stud Picks. Wow, so she's going to give us things that she loves, guys, jingle. That we shouldn't watch.
And you've made it, Darcy.
Oh, I have a brilliant, brilliant recommendation for this week.
Okay.
I spent the week watching Outer Banks. So, has anyone noticed that at all?
I have to come with you here.
Oh, see?
God.
Already.
What is it? What is
it? So, Outer Banks, it's about an island, and there's two groups on the island, the Pogues and the Kooks.
The Kooks.
What channel is this on?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
It's on Netflix. I think I watched.
It's rating number one.
So, it is good. But also, so was Cheer, in my defense.
Yes. I warmed to it.
You did.
Okay, so we've got two, what, is it sort of like Lord of the Flies?
No, it's more like maybe like a modern day OC. So there's
OC,
the Pogues and the Kooks. So the poor people are the Pogues, the rich ones are the Kooks. And then
so you're the Kooks and Byron's the other one.
And then there's...
As an analogy on this show.
Yep. And then so there's a big storm and John B., the main guy, his dad has gone missing. And then something happens in the big storm and all the power goes out. And then... This thing, it's hard to explain. But
don't give it away.
What are you doing, Darcy?
But anyway, the Pogues end up going on a big treasure hunt for a legendary piece of treasure.
Piece of treasure, yeah.
So is this a fictional
they're all good-looking
island?
Roosters.
Is it like Gilligan's? Like
no, it's more like hot people on an island.
Yes. They're all hot.
Just quickly, Fifi. No, it's nothing like the popular 50s show, Gilligan's Island. Nothing like it.
No, so anyway.
Like Castaway, but with actually people.
It's more like,
Is it like Robinson Crusoe? They live in trees?
I don't even know what that is.
I know you brought a trailer of Outer Banks.
Yeah, I brought a trailer, which okay, really, so really
Darcy's dud pick, Outer Banks, now on Netflix.
I'm the Outer Banks. With this one.
Paradise on Earth. And that's me, John Booker Ravitch. And this is where I live. It's the sort of place where you either have two jobs or two houses, two tribes, one island. That's my crew. We're the working class who make a living bussing tables, running charters. And our mission this summer is to have a good time all the time.
Oh, who's he? I like him.
He's John B. He's so hot.
Is that the actor's name?
No, that's his character name.
Who's the actor?
Oh, I don't know.
What, you're just going to stalk him on Instagram?
So do you know what? I am going to look at him.
It's a bit of a mystery, but there is love. I cried. I laughed. I really went through all the emotions.
Okay.
Well, Daz, I love this because there's a play-along factor at home. So everyone listening, if you're up to something, up to watching something this weekend, give Outer Banks a go. And then you might want to defend Darcy on Monday and go, that's not a dud pick. It's actually decent.
Okay. Let us know on Monday.
Feb's watched it and you actually like it.
It's brilliant. Yeah.
Wow.
How do you watch all these things, Feb? You amaze me.
I get on the couch. It's got my mould in it. I just sit. I grab the control, turn it on and tell the kids to shut up.
Anyway, Darcy's dud pick, which actually has the support
it's been
of Fev.
There for a while.
So if it's no good, you can blame Darcy and Fev for this one. Yeah. Give it a watch over the weekend, and we'll check in with Darcy on Monday with Darcy's dud picks.
Darcy's dud picks, dud picks. She's made a list. Darcy's dud picks, dud picks. They're probably shit. If you watch any of these picks, we make no guarantee.
Fifi Feather Byron on the Fox.
1019 The Fox.
Oh, we love our city, and we love our city because we love our Lord Mayor. We've got one of the best Lord Mayors we've ever had at the moment, Sally Capp. She's doing a great job and she joins us now. Morning, Sally.
Good morning. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Oh, well, I mean it, Sally. And also, can we just quickly talk about what an incredible thing that you've done? You have frozen. There's a freeze on rate increases for businesses in the CBD. What a wonderful initiative. Well done. A big round of applause for that.
Stadium. Well done. Very popular. Because not all the councils have frozen their rates, have they, Sally?
No.
They haven't. Some are under a bit of extra pressure now. But look, in our city, we've got a very distinctive economy. We've got extra sort of revenue levers. I'm using a lot of consultancy language here, aren't I? We have to look after our city and the people in our city, and we thought that was the best thing to be able to ease the burden a little bit, along with a whole lot of other support packages and ways that we can help. We know at the moment people are really feeling it, and we've all got, if you can do it, we should do it. That's what we thought.
Now, Sally, a lot of us have been in lockdown in the suburbs and haven't been to the CBD. Can you tell us what state's the CBD in? Is it business as usual? Are restaurants open? Is it on the weekend? Is it bustling? What's happening?
Well, do you remember when you came in so early one morning to Chinatown? Fifi, yeah, Fev and Byron, chow down in Chinatown. And even that morning, you had a crowd. It was amazing.
Yes.
At that time of the morning. Well, it is eerily quiet at the moment. We're used to having about 950,000 people moving through our streets. In mid-April, we did our lowest count on record, which was about 50,000 people.
Wow.
Gee.
It has started coming up again. But as big cities around the world realise, we're going to be even more impacted by this lockdown because people will be naturally cautious to come back into places where you expect big crowds. So we're doing everything we can to make people feel confident about coming to the city, like extra cleaning. And we've also saved up lots of money in the budget for events, our arts sector, so that we've got good reasons for people to come back when they can.
I was just going to ask you about the arts and live music because our producer, Leon Shergren's a DJ at the Lame Duck, which is a nightclub, and he wants to know, when do you think that they'd be able to get back to spinning some decks?
I think you might have to ask the Premier that one.
Yeah, the Premier decides on all these rules, not the Lord Mayor.
You know.
Sally would love the Lame Duck, though. I tell you what, it's a fun night out.
Oh, can't wait. Let me know. Leon, I'll come on down.
Ooh.
All this cleaning, and we've seen images of it, it looks fantastic, the level of cleaning that's going on. Do you think, can you see, Sally, in the future, maybe even after the COVID-19 situation is resolved, and I say that very optimistically, is this a new world we're in where will the cleaning will be at that standard all the time, do you think?
Fee would like that to happen.
Yes, I haven't visited Fifi's home, but it sounds like it'll be very clean. We do hope so. We've certainly allocated money in the budget for this year going forward. Oh, I'm sure it is. So look, we've retained budget for it. It's great to have people out in the high-vis vests. They're also people that would be otherwise without work, so it's been fantastic from that perspective. And we know that having clean streets is a really big, even, you know, post-COVID, having clean streets is a really important thing for everybody coming into the city. Look, we've also been very conscious of the fact that people will be worried about getting onto public transport and other sort of confined areas. And we're looking at cities around the world to see what they're doing as they've started opening up again, learning some lessons from them. But it is why we're also increasing our pavements so people can keep social distancing and bike lanes and other forms of transport so that people have options to come into the city.
Great job. You're doing an amazing job. You're always so approachable for our show. Lord Mayor Sally Capp there running the CBD of Melbourne. Not an easy job right now. And obviously we follow the Premier's advice on what is, you know, appropriate in terms of social distancing and the numbers. But I guess your message overall would be as soon as it's practical and safe, you would want people the right way to come back to the city and support all the businesses there.
Yes, please, Byron. We are not the same without you all. We miss you. We need you. All our little businesses are absolutely dependent on having lots of people come in, and they're surviving and they're doing their best to stay alive during this lockdown, and we really need them to be able to open up their doors and welcome lots of people back into the city. So thank you. And thanks for having me on, and thanks for your care.
Oh, how good thanks, is she? There she goes, the Mayor, Sally Capp. It's R&B Friday today as well, so I know that's one of your favourite days here on The Fox. Nope, got nothing
She's
for that.
Gone.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
I'm really proud of this. We have topped a tally of all the states, Fev. We were the front runners in a particular category, and that category is we have greatness. Come out at the top of the pile for snitching.
Oh,
that's not a good thing to be in top of.
No,
it's like getting the coach's award. No one wants it.
Well, during lockdown, Victorian police were getting 11,000 calls a day.
Wow.
People dobbing on people.
10,000 are from Leon.
Yeah, no, well, Leon, our executive producer yesterday on the way to work, he was getting a drive-through coffee and noticed in the cafe that people were in there sitting down.
Two people were sitting down.
And he took it upon himself to ring the police. Two people, Leon.
Oh, hang on. Wow. No, he's
actually correct. Three people.
Three people. All right, mate.
Still.
Mate.
Oh, that's
you say
harsh.
You're busy. He was just in here 3 seconds ago saying how busy he was.
He's busy calling the cops on people.
Emails.
The Victoria Police have had to bring on new staff to cope with the spike in calls. So that's a good thing. There's employment opportunities. It's stunning, though, to think that that many people are doing it. But 131060, we would love to find, one, the people who are dobbing. Have you had to dob someone in? Have you done some snitching on some people who are breaking the restriction rules? Or, on the flip side, have you been dobbed on? Have you had a knock or a call from the police saying, we believe you've had some family members over, or maybe you were seen doing something you shouldn't have been doing?
It's interesting.
I've never dobbed anyone.
But remember in the early days of lockdown, I'm not saying this is right, but I think it was like two dudes that didn't live together and they were just playing PS4. Now, that's not right. You shouldn't have had that. But someone must have dibber-dobbed on them. Someone must have called the cops and said there are two guys next door playing PlayStation together that shouldn't be.
I know.
What's your stance on it, Boxy? Are you?
Oh, no. Do you know what? Can I put it in this context? One, no, I would not snitch over something like that if I saw it. But if someone in my street was having a full-blown party with 100 people at the back, yeah, I would call. It would have to be that level. Like, right. I probably wouldn't bother if I saw 10 people.
Hypothetically, I have a party on the weekend. I've got a party on tonight. I've got like 50 people coming over, like down in the basement, and I call you like pissed. Ah, oh, Boxer, we're having a party. Would you go? That can't happen. I'm going to ring the police.
No, I'd just be grateful that I don't live anywhere near you. That would be what I would be feeling. Right. I wouldn't want it around me.
Leon, do you want
to? I think it would be great if we lived closer to each other, Fev. We'd see each other more often. We'd go for walks with the babies. I think it's a real shame. But if you're going to have parties, no thank you.
Okay. Leon, do you want to keep an ear out on Fev's party?
If I'm not invited, I'll be snitching.
There he goes. 13, 10, 60. So if you've
That's
actually
what
done
I want
this,
to say.
We won't judge you. If you've called the police on someone, let us know. Maybe you've had the police called on you. If you've been dibber-dobbed on, 13, 10, 60 is the number.
1019, The Fox.
Victoria is leading the way in the world of snitching. Over the last month or so of lockdown, 11,000 calls a day in Victoria saw new staff being taken on by the Victoria Police just to cope with the call deluge. And anyway, I kind of think we're the most vigilant state then, Fev. I expect Queensland, no, they're too lazy. No one's calling anyone.
No, Queensland, they don't care.
Sydney, they're all looking in the mirror. They're all worried about what they look like in their selfies on Insta.
Adelaide wait about a month before they dob in.
Right. Yeah.
We're alert and we're alarmed, and I kind of like that about our state. So we
the
have
Tasmanians are all related, so they
okay, I was waiting for that.
Yeah,
you're not going to dob in your own brother or cousin that you're dating. Oh.
We have opened the phone lines for people who have either dobbed or been dobbed on during lockdown. Bronte in Leopold. Hi, Bronte.
Beautiful name.
Hey, how you guys going?
Good.
Bronte, are you the snitcher or did you get snitched on?
No, actually my friend, her partner organised a get-together with his mates and she didn't really agree with it and she was trying to go to bed and he kept raving on and she decided to call the police on her own partner.
So what happened, Bronte, that the cops came around?
Yeah, the cops came around and knocked on the door and said there was a complaint and the bedroom's at the front of the house and she could hear the whole conversation and he walked in and she was pretending to be asleep and he was like, the cops just turned up, someone's like dobbed on me and she's like, oh, what?
Oh, wonder who did that.
Does he now know it was her?
No, he has no idea still.
Oh,
oh my
God.
That is the best story ever.
I'm worried that he might now, though.
Well, Bronte, that wasn't her real name, and she doesn't live in Leopold. So.
Oh, good, excellent.
Well done, Bront.
That's really, really funny. Sean. or is it, who have we got? You've got Sean? Hey, Sean?
Yeah, Sean's online, yeah.
Sean, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Sean, have you been snitched on, or did you snitch on someone?
Oh, well, a bit of both. He snitched on me, so I snitched back.
So hang on, what were you snitched on for?
I was in the toilet for like half an hour just on Facebook, you know, during work.
Well, hang on, that's a snitch. That's not calling the cops.
You do,
of that.
You know.
I think this is more just an issue around the workplace, guys.
Yeah.
No. But my one, I snitched on him. I said he was smoking crack in the bathrooms. And then I told his wife that he was cheating on her.
Oh, gee. Okay, this is just, wow. This is all
but
over
hang on,
the show.
Sean, was he doing either of those things?
No, but snitching nonetheless.
Okay, well, there we go.
I mean,
so
you know, Sean makes a point. He has answered the phoner. We did ask, have you snitched? We never asked for it to be based on truth.
Sure. Thank you so much for that.
I mean, it's not what it had nothing to do with lockdown restrictions.
No, or the police. It was just...
And that poor man.
Like when he gets, gets home and he goes to his wife, Boxy. Hey, hon, how'd you get home? What do you want for dinner? So you're cheating on me and you're smoking crack.
Weekdays from 6.